大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米莎米歇尔，
我是环球雅思的壮壮老师，很高兴我们又有机会去模拟雅思的口语考试了。
是的，我们之前模拟的一些题啊，现在我们在找一些之前不常出现的，我们也没有经常讨论过的一些话题，比如说 Photos, Photography. So, do you like taking photos and why?
Well, taking photos can be a quite good way to record information, especially with the popularity of such applications installed in the cell phone. I tend to take more photos than I used to. For example, when I see a sign that says this place has the business hour of so and so, instead of writing it on a piece of paper, I would simply take a photo and record it in my cell phone. So the practical reason is the top reason for me to take photos. Of course, when I travel, I also tend to take photos. And one thing that I do most is when I work. I have one type of job which is simultaneous interpretation. So each time when I go to a conference or an event where I work as a translator, I would have my photo taken with the background of the events, like the recent one being the CNEC Sundance, workshop on documentary filmmaking. So by taking a photo, with that big signboard in the background, I just record what I have done and what field I have worked in. And I would just make a normal log of these stuff together with my glossaries. Eventually, I would start to enlarge my vocabulary in that area. So that is a good way to just keep it as a working habit, part of my working routine to take photos. And I also tend to take photos of other things, like interesting signboards. I took one in a public toilet. The Chinese version goes, 来也匆匆去也匆匆，是吧？这个标语很常见。
对。
However, the English translation is come, not not. Go. 什么 not not. 对 hurry, hurry. 我觉得这个翻译太搞笑了。我也喜欢用这个手机随时就给它拍一下。因为它是匆匆，可能它给翻译成了误误。不知道怎么去搜索这个翻译的时候就 not not 了。太可笑了。
难怪。
对吧，就是匆和误在中文里边就差那一笔。
嗯。
所以这个错误也很好笑，就我也喜欢拍一下。好吧，这就是我的 those are the reasons why I prefer to take photos and when I do that.
What do you think are the differences between paper photographs and electronic photographs?
I would say that the paper ones takes a lot of effort to develop. You need to develop the films and then you find a way to organize those photos, right? You need to probably on the back of it record on which date it was taken and for what reasons. And all these can be also done electronically by keeping those everything in a computer. And you can rechange its name and shuffle around much easier than the actual physical ones. So those are the benefits by electronic and digital photos.
So besides taking photos as a hobby, do you also paint or draw?
Well, I personally had intended to draw, but I've started a painting sort of filling in the color squares type of thing. I started that 3 years ago. I still haven't finished it yet. So I just find myself too busy to do so, but I would like to do that simply for the reason of the calm it may give. So for me, doing those things are like meditation. I may find a time when I feel like doing it. It's not in a hurry. And in a recent book fair, probably took place a month ago, I bought one more such paintings where you just follow the numbers and find the corresponding colors marked with the same number and you put the color in the dedicated marked places on that painting canvas, and then it's a done painting. You don't need to design, simply filling in the colors. That's it. So that sort of painting, I got an extra one that I had planned to hang in my dining room someday. I don't know when I'm going to complete that, but it's on my plan.
So it takes time to develop a hobby. So do you prefer being busy or not being busy?
Well, people tend to think that busy is something they want to get rid of. But once they are free, like they have tons of time at their disposal, not having a specific goal or an objective, then they feel kind of at loss. And I am that type of person. So I would rather stay busy and feel that I have an orientation to go. Otherwise, I feel totally disoriented. I don't know where my value is, and I don't know where the eventual outcome of what I would be doing is. So I want to stay busy as much as I can.
So do you have a lot of pressure when you're busy?
It depends. If you have a deadline, or if you attach too much importance to what you do, then you may feel the pressure. But if you take it as entertainment and something fun, then you wouldn't feel it's pressure. It's simply a joy.
我这个问题联系的不错吧？
对，但有时候考官他就是突然间他就转话题，
会突然转，
对，他就想看你在不设防的状态下的自然语言表达水平，挺好的。
那就我再突然转一个，
转一个呗，
突然转一个呗。Could you please tell me something about a party that you recently
attended recently? Well, I'm not a party animal, but I do go to parties, especially last month. With a lot of high school classmates getting reconnected again on WeChat, we've had three parties, gatherings, and this first, the biggest one, was arranged in a suburb hotel. The participants, all of them, are our high school classmates, went there for the weekend, and as we were pretty nostalgic, playing the old photos when we were 18, you know, and we even figured out how the seats were arranged when we were in those classes, and we get quite emotional, we got quite emotional, and one module of that party was to pay respect to those who've already passed away. At least two of our classmates. One died in a car crash about 10 years ago, and another died 2 years ago of heart attack in New York. And the second guy was very nice to a lot of fellow students, so we thought, now that we've already managed together after graduation for 28 years, it's good that we can commemorate those students. And we also, of course, had food, and we sang the songs, and we even talked about the writing question of the year we entered college. Only one student managed to recall that title of the writing test task, which was trees, forest, and environment. And we all kind of wonder how come she could remember such a test question. She said for some reason she went back, digged out her archived profile, and she saw it. So that was quite an amazing discovery of what you can find in an archived portfolio. And we also had a part to recall the most popular movie stars. And at our time, I think they came up with Shang Kou Bai Hui, Liu Xiaoqing, and Du Qiu, you know, those famous movie stars, two of them being Japanese and one is from China. And similarly, we talked about popular songs, and I myself even went to the front to sing it. So those those are my happy moments of the party. And we plan to hold our next gathering next year, which is 2015, in the U.S. because a lot of the students are there. So then a U.S. organizing committee has already been set up. Isn't that amazing? I really look forward to it.
That's the end of part one.
哎呀，好长啊！我怎么感觉了？我是在说 part two。
我觉得是，我感觉你每一个回答都像是在说 part two，
是吧？所以他现在其实真正的考试也没有特别的区分，就在题型形式上和回答详细程度上这个三个部分的具体区别。
那我觉得第二部分还是跟其他有区别的吧。第二部分你怎么着你都得说那么长时间，
反正你都得说。
对，
就是第一部分好像一问一答，一问一答都短一点而已，但是你也可以说长了，反正你就是等着考官打断你呗。你要是长了，
我
总比你没话说。
但是我确实喜欢一问一答，因为一问一答他会不断的问我问题，我再重新整理思路。那再来 part two。
好的。
哎，我这道题怎么一直没看见呀？就这道题了，其实特明显，就是第一个 please describe an intelligent person。
Oh, intelligent person, I would say there are many intelligent people around me. The one that I feel most worth describingwould be, let's say, I would probably pick my classmate by the name of Wang Dong. He was in the same high school, senior high, and the other day in the student gathering, we met again. He was very articulate, so he kept talking just like a stand-up comedian by himself.But believe it or not, his major in university was not something related to the human art history type of thing. He majored in air conditioning equipment. So then he now has his own business, and he sort of deal with business clients only to provide a cooling system for huge computer data centers. And he also do troubleshooting for the clients and their families by fixing their air conditioners. So this person is intelligent in several ways. First, he was one of the members in the student gathering organization committee, and he makes sure everything is managed according to the deadline. Decision must be made, then it must be done, like that.Final design of the cup that has everybody's name on it and with the logo of our high school and everything. So he is sharp and he knows when to make the final cut. But some people I know that by nature they tend to be more hesitative, very hard to make a decision to go or not to go.But Wang Dong is not someone like that. And not only can he make quick decisions, but he also is strong in getting his ideas across. That's why as the chief coordinator, he can make sure that other people understand his intention, like gathering the old photos from our high school. So he delegates the task to a girl,Li Xiaomei, and Li Xiaomei managed to talk to the archive office people and found out old photos of everybody. And eventually, this photos was created with the current photos that we took in the gathering and to make a video with the music, Good Old Days.As the background. So you can see the same person, one face when he or she was 18 years old, the other face is currently mid-40s. And it was very amazing. And an interesting shot, which was also upon the instruction of Wang Dong, was a classmate's back of the neck.With a mosquito bite. Well, people were viewing those photos, getting emotional. All of a sudden, this image jumps out. And it's very hilarious. And then comes the front face of this guy with a fish held in his hand because this student is passionate about fishing. So that's quite amazing. I like that type of style. Working with him means fun, quick, clear, and that's how intelligent I think is, as interpreted by me.
就是脑子清楚，是吧？聪明人，
而且有意思，而且他能把这个消息传递清楚，挺好玩的吧？
对。
不过这是我编的，是好几个人身上的品质让我攒一块儿，搁着王东，真有这个人，但是他是特别的那个，就跟单口相声似的。
嗯。
然后的话，他其实不是那个组委，我们组委里边另有一个人是澳洲的一个人。
嗯。
然后呢，但是我就是随便了一度转就给他安在这个王东这个人身上了。
嗯。
然后但是做空调，
确实是他。
嗯。然后给领导去就客户的领导家里边修那个空调，也确实是他。他说我们那种大型的那种数据中心冷却的设备都能做，这家用空调就是小菜一碟儿，是吧？所以呢，他就去帮着领导，这不是也是维护客户关系吗？
嗯。
然后，但是这个杯子，比如我们全年级人名都印在一个马克杯，它是古瓷的。
嗯。
这个决定还有最后定稿什么的，其实也都不是他。但是的话呢，就是我就把别人身上的事儿安在他身上了。
嗯。
就这是就是局部。是真实的，局部是杜撰的，
嗯，
这是可以的。这样你编起来的话，你也不至于太没词儿。
杜撰的那个其实也是真实存在的呀，那个
对对对，只不过就
是
安在不同的人张冠李戴了而已。这个策略希望大家都在考试里边可以用到。
那这个 intelligent person 今昔对比，要开始 part three 的话，今昔对比之前的聪明人和现在的聪明人，
我觉得还是可以比。
嗯，
比如说在中国的这个环境内，以前的聪明人可能都是搞科研的，创造发明。现在的聪明人呢，大家可能就是会说他在这个人文方面的是很聪明的，
嗯，
对吧？比如说他自己做这个网站一个什么盈利模式，
嗯，
这是现在的聪明人可以做的。
嗯，哎，对，
对吧？这样就是说他有一些新兴的行业，
嗯，
所以任何一个今昔对比的事儿，你都是往技术上面去靠，就会找到思路，因为以前没有这个技术，所以他势必聪明人的表现就不是这样。
嗯，
那现在的话，可能聪明人就是体现在很擅长使用手机这个工具。
嗯。对，
等等，
嗯，那咱再看看男女对比。
男女对比呢，就是比如说聪明人分按性别有分吗？比如说是男的更聪明还是女的更聪明，有这个分吗？
倒没有谁具体的说这么说，这是绝对的。
但是感觉上呢，
感觉好像真的是，你看大厨啊、音乐家、指挥家出来都是男的。
对，
是吧？
所以这就可以说了，是不是啊？
嗯，
好像就是这个 high end of the intelligent people are mostly male。Whereas the low end are female, 是吧？ The great grandmasters tend to be men. So I don't know the reason why, but it could be because men are physically more fit, so it's more likely that they can sustain longer hours of work and harder work.
我也听说就是 because of the combination of chromosome. It is very likely for female to be mundane. It's also very likely for men to go to the both ends of the extreme situations. They're either very talented, very high intelligent, or very not smart.
对，
嗯，
就是两头啊，所以女的都集中在这个中间段了，是吧？ The middle section.
对，也没有特聪明的，也没有特别不行的，
就是平均水平，
比较平均，对。
这个挺有意思的，
嗯，当然这个也是道听途说的，不知道。
There are always exceptions. You can find exceptions in almost all cases, right? So statistically speaking, maybe you can say that men dominate the extremes, whereas women tend to be more in the middle, but you can always find women in the extremes too.
嗯，
那有那特聪明的女的，特聪明，
对，
这也是很有可能的。
嗯，但也是如果在生活当中啊，也是牺牲了很多。
对呀，那他其实男的女的都牺牲，但只不过就是女的呢 has a double role to take care of families and kids, so it seems that it's more of a sacrifice for women.
那这优劣对比能对比什么呢？难道就说聪明人
的
好
处和不好处？当一个聪明人，对吧？
看得太清楚了会很痛苦的。
对啊，或者就是说的话，别人不理解你，对不对啊？
对，曲高和寡，
没错，
嗯，
是吧？
这也是，哎，确实是，
是吧 ？The disadvantage being somebody who is super smart and intelligent is that you understand something that the rest of the crowd don't, and it's hard for you to persuade them and convince them.
嗯，对。
So then you become sort of isolated, and people would look at you with a different sort of eyesight.
Mm.
Then it could be dangerous and even working to the disadvantage of those smart people.
Mm.
所以说你要是聪明也没关系，你还是要知道怎么去跟不聪明的人去沟通，用不聪明的人的语言把那个聪明的人能理解的事儿跟他们说清楚，
就说白话呗。
是，这个其实也很不容易，
嗯，
对吧？
但是
因为你们已经不在一个 level 上，
嗯，
是吧？ You may talk on different frequencies and different levels,
嗯，
so make sure that you can make yourself understood.
嗯，这个未来趋势还能怎么预测呢？以后的人会
越来越聪明还是越来越笨呢？
那真说不好呀。嗯，
说不好吧，那就说
说
不好呗，
就是说不好嘛。你看之前的那些古代文明，到现在是我觉得多少年都
换不
来的，
没错，是吧？
嗯，
所以 it's hard to predict. Maybe in certain aspects, men become less smart than their ancestors.
对，尤其是科技一发达了，代替人脑的东西一多了。
没错，你计算器你用了，人都不使脑子心算了，对不对啊？
嗯，
So your brain is worked less, and it's a matter of use or lose it.
嗯。
对吧，你用尽废退的话，你老不用你可能就退化了，
对，
是吧？ But on the other hand, technology can efficiently, much more efficiently perform the task that is not possible before.
嗯，
In that sense, the brain, human being can spend the extra brain power somewhere else.
那是个社会问题。
没错。
有没有说是聪明导致的一些恶果？
聪明的人呢，如果他是这个 following, if the smart people are ethical and keep integrity, then without any evil intentions, they can sort of do good to the society. Whereas if they become evil, then they may cause more harm to the society. And that's true to a lot of other things. Like weapons being used, if for the just cause, then it pushes forward the society. But if it's used otherwise, then it becomes resistant to the progress of the whole human society. 这个也可以说，但是还真是挺抽象的。而且这个所谓的公正与不公正的事儿，它也是一个人为的主观判断，是吧？就是你觉得是公正，可能另外一波人就不觉得它是公正。
嗯，见仁见智。然后这个也是我们今天跟大家分享的内容，希望大家有更多的思路。如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目的微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信是 Question of the Day， 没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问。微博当中也可以找到米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳。
还有我的新浪博客是女瓦辛格，欢迎大家呢讨论你的学习心得，提出你的问题，并且给我们发来你的语音英文的录音，然后我们看看有什么方式可以进一步的改进。
好的，我们明天见。No, I never got her name, or time to find out anything. I loved her just the same. No, I rode a different road, sang a different song. I'll love her till my last breath's gone. Like a river made of silver, everyone came running to the sea. I was shot down in cold
期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思词汇的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.
这条路闪耀着光，如梦想。